You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm Monique LeRae, coming to you live from a very sunny and beautiful day here in Laguna Beach. I want to start the show, of course, giving a big, big, big shout out to all the fathers out there. May you be enjoying your day with your friends and family, your loved ones, and just know that you're loved and appreciated. And I got to spend the top of my day with my father and my family and my brother, who is a father as well. And we took a cruise around Newport Beach and we had a brunch, and I'm really grateful to have him. He turned 75 this year. He's one of the reasons why I am beast in business and why I hustle so hard and work so hard. So, Dad, I love you. Happy Father's Day. Thank you for creating an environment and a world where I can be me. All right. So, guys, we're going to jump right in. We have an amazing guest. Our first guest today is Jonathan George. Jonathan, how's it going?
Welcome. What's up, Monique? Yeah, happy Father's Day, man. I lost my father last year on the June 19th, so I got one last Father's Day with him before he transitioned. So today was emotional for me. It was very, like, digging up stuff, you know. Yeah. But, it's good to be with you today.
Thank you so much for sharing part of your Father's Day and that journey. And shout out to your father. I mean, listen, you know, we explore with, I think as we get older, I'm 46. I want to say 45 for some reason, but I just turned 46. And I realize that time is fleeting and time is limited in this form. And I like the word transition that you mentioned. Why don't you go ahead and just jump right in? We'll give you the full screen. Introduce yourself and tell us about your brand.
Sure. I'm Jonathan George. I'm CEO of Unleash Your Rockstar. We're a personal branding agency here in Los Angeles, and we serve entrepreneurs, CEOs, leaders, people who are really working to make a greater impact in the world. Our clients have over 150 million online followers, and it's what I always say, Monique, it's not because they're the most talented or the most gifted. It's because they truly know who they are. They're confident in themselves and they are walking out in the world in their best self, serving the world powerfully. And so, you know, one of the things though I am excited about is my book, Unleash Your Rockstar, The Power of You Through Personal Branding. Whoop, whoop. It did hit number one international bestseller. So I'm really excited about that. I mean, that was a huge thing for me. So it's good to be here.
Wow. Okay. First of all, hand clap, Sam, we need some bells or whistles or some confetti or something.
Where's our DJ?
Boom, 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 boom. I mean, I'll get some sound effects. We'll work on that. But first of all, congratulations. I know what it's like to put pen to paper and really outline a book. I have yet to release it. I think it's going to happen next month. We'll see how it goes. But to be internationally number one, wow. How does that feel? How does that feel for you to see your logo, your ideas going around the world and being number one?
Well, you know, as we talked about a little bit, Monique, about before the show started, was that I spent 30 years in the entertainment industry. And so with this, and when I left the entertainment industry, nobody knew who I was. No one cared about who Jonathan George was, you know what I mean? And so because I knew how to brand things, I was able to brand myself, and to have this happen in 4.5 years from going from no one knowing who I am to being able to build a brand that is a number one international bestseller, it makes me feel like, hey, you know what you're talking about. You know what you're doing. I put the practices that I do for everybody else to myself. But I will tell you, that was the hardest part. It's like being a painter and having to paint your own house, or be the, you know, electrician to put the electricity in your house. I mean, it was really difficult for me to go through this process. A lot of stuff came up for me.
Let's get into it. And I love your transparency here. And I think this is the reason why we have these chats on my show, because we're giving people, if I could cut 10 years off some entrepreneur's life and time and struggle and money, I'll do it. And I think what you're saying, if I'm hearing you right, and I'll let you clarify, having that inner dialogue with yourself, because in an entertainment business, we go, and we have to show up. You're only as good as your last gig. What can you do? What did you do? You get a piece of paper. In reality show, this is the show. Can't say the network because we haven't sold it yet, but we pitched the idea. Now go to Missouri and find me a hot blonde and a truck driver or whatever, right? So we know how to sell, but when we talk about ourselves, it's funny how we're willing to just move heaven and earth for others. And I think there's a deeper thing there. What do you think? What did you find with that?
Well, I will tell you that in the entertainment world out here in LA, we developed so many young superstars. So I worked with a lot of younger talent before I started transitioning to the older talent. But I'll share my story a little bit, is that I moved out here in 2000 to be a singer and songwriter. And I ended up on a show called Next Big Star, which was Ed McMahon's, like his old Star Search show. And it was Next Big Star, but I was the grand champion winner. And I had a record deal coming across the table. I had just released my first single, my music video. I mean, I felt like this was the pinnacle of my career. I was, you know, it's like all my dreams were coming true. And then I get a call from the label and they nixed everything because they found out that I was gay. And you know, I was so young. And then my team tried to get me married and change my music, try to change my image to, you know, really put a facade out there. And all I could hear, Monique, it didn't matter the accolades. It didn't matter the talent or the abilities. All I could hear was, you're not good enough. Something is innately wrong with you.
Wow.
And, you know, my dad was a pastor. I've got four generations of pastors, and I was in the ministry myself. And so I went through so much, losing all that I worked so hard for, being told that I could never make it to heaven. I could never be blessed. And, you know, and I don't have any resentment towards any of that, but those things kept knocking me down.
Sure.
Again, you're not good enough. And then, you know, took me back to being that little kid who was relentlessly teased for, you know, being the creative kid, the kid with the jazz fingers, you know,
and got a little extra salt on your,
yeah,
on your
tongue. Yeah. and, you know, and so here I was going through this situation and I was just like, something's wrong with me. I'm not good enough, but I knew that I wasn't going to lie to the world. So I gave up singing. I gave up my career and I was like, I'm not going to go sing in bars. I don't want a gig. If I can't make the impact I want, then I'm not doing it. I'll figure out another way to make this impact. But I went through mental health issues. I mean, anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts. You know, I thought I'd be better off dead than have to go through these things, or, you know, I'm not, what service am I giving to the world? You know, and those things played in my head. But I went on a mission to figure out who I was. And I started developing myself, really figuring myself out. And then I vowed to help other people get through this, because it's like, if I can help you understand your value proposition, how gifted, beautiful, amazing, talented, wonderful, exceptional of a human being that you are, you can achieve anything that you desire to do in your life. And here's the thing, Monique. Our stories may not sound the same. The listener's story may not sound just like mine. But one thing we all have in common is that we know what it feels like to not feel seen, hurt, to be seen, heard, valued, to feel like we matter in this world.
Wow. I didn't know we were going to you take us to church today, Jonathan. I didn't know. And I love it. And this is the kind of church I would rather be in anyway. And you know what? We have more in common than you realize. You just sharing that and putting your heart out on the table. First of all, thank you for having the courage to lean all the way into yourself and divorce your story and marry your truth. First of all, you're brave enough to do that. Some people just push it down and push it down. And I'm not calling them unbrave, but I just appreciate your bravery there. And I understand about the bullying and the teasing. I understand about being different. I understand about church more than you know. I understand about all that. Shout out to anyone that goes to church. I'm just not going, but I really appreciate that. So now here you are, that deal's gone. You've shifted. Where did you go? Give us two or three minutes if you can encapsulate. Where did you go on this mission? Did you go backpacking somewhere? Where did you go?
Well, no, it was like an internal thing, man. My dad was my greatest mentor, and he used to listen to Tony Robbins and all the big players back in the day because he's very much into self-help. And so I took a lot of those things and just buried myself into that. And so I just did a lot of self-help. Of course, I was still going to church at the time and really leaning into relationships, building myself, finding myself, really just trying to understand my value in this world. And, you know, it was heartbreaking, heart-wrenching, amazing. I came out on the top. And, but I will tell you this, that the reason why this, all of this is, I'll tell you the biggest thing is that when I started working, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. And so I started my own business and created a company where we started developing all these recording artists, right? We had an artist development company. Then we started developing actors and dancers and singers and getting people booked all over the country. But what happened was that as I was coaching other people, I began to find myself even more because I could see myself in every single person and be like, Jonathan, you're struggling with this. And so I was able to identify certain things in my life. And so I would fix them because it was like, how can I serve you powerfully if I'm not fixed?
Wow.
And so I would fix those issues. But let me just tell you, Monique, is that layers and layers of things where I thought that I'd forgiven. I thought that I didn't have any things that I was holding on to because I love people. I live in a heart of gratitude. I live in a heart of forgiveness. But there were things, those things that happened in my life that I was holding on to that created fear.
Oh, there's the F word. That's like, you know, the kryptonite for entrepreneurs, but it's there.
And I will tell you that I was like, I see this glass ceiling that's there and I can't break through that glass ceiling. I'm the most talented person I know that has all of these skill sets. Yeah. But I am not making it all the way to the top the way that I know that I should be. And I was sitting there. I was like, what is wrong with me? Like, what is going on? And so I went on this little search, and this happened 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
So this was before I left the music industry. And I'm telling you, I was like, where's this fear coming from? You know? And so what I realized, I broke through this. I had this board that we were going to break through, and I wrote the word fear. And they said, identify that fear. And I was like, identify it? I don't really know. And then I thought, I am so scared to be judged, to not be good enough. And I am a perfectionist in every way. If you see my work, it is polished. It is as clean as it can possibly be.
Yeah.
And that's my character, but also pushed through that by that fear of not being good enough, right? So it was a very dangerous situation.
You don't want to have any reason. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, I just identified with that. You don't have any reason for anyone to poke holes. This is something I can control so you can see my value, because I can't go back there, because back there it was traumatic and hurtful. So I have this control here, and this is going to be polished and perfect.
Yes. 100%. And so what I realized is that I was too scared to make a bigger leap in the world. And every entrepreneur in this space that's listening, the thing that will hold you back from where you're wanting to go is that fear. It is a fear of not knowing who you are. Again, that value proposition of how gifted you are in the world. You know, I call it the Christina versus Brittany syndrome. Right. We all think that we need to be Christina Aguilera, but it's okay to be Britney Spears.
Yes.
It's okay to be J-Lo. It's okay to be Madonna. They're not the most gifted vocally, but did it matter? No. They were fully packaged in a powerful way so that it was viable to the world. And they're all superstars at this point.
Really, really, really well put. And guys, just tuning in, we're with Jonathan George from UnleashYourRockstar.com. If you need support, if you are a brand, a startup owner, an entrepreneur, or you're playing with the idea, get with Jonathan. He can meet you where you are. Jonathan, I think holding the mirror up to yourself and having your clients reflect on you was the smartest thing you did, because you had in front of you a kind of a free masterclass to sharpening yourself and making yourself, and relationships are that. You know, you hold a mirror up to one another and you see stuff and you're like, oh, I got to fix that. You know, so I'm excited to see where are you going with this brand in Q3 and four of 2024?
So we have the agency, and that's, you know, if you think of my company in three silos, we have the agency, which serves people who are really working to make a bigger impact. Those are your CEOs, your leaders, your business leaders. And we fully position, package, and promote your personal brand. And that's a very exclusive situation and very powerful. If you're really wanting to do something, be seen, be heard, and valued, and really take your brand to that next level, that's what the agency's for. Right. Then we have a silo that's for millennials and Gen Z, and that is really on a personal and professional development. This is like the book I take in the book. I talk about all the basic fundamental things. And the reason why this is so important in psychology today, they said that 85% of people, it's an estimated 85% of people struggle with low self-esteem. Low self-esteem keeps you from strong relationships, going after your dreams, understanding yourself, your confidence, your happiness, your overall health. And so this book is all about having the self-awareness, having the confidence, understanding your self-value, your self-worth, knowing how to show up powerfully in the world. But it's not just some fancy book. It's actually things that I work with my clients on. So it's a very powerful tool. And then I will tell you about this other silo that I never get to talk about on these kinds of podcasts, but that is, we have Rock My Campus, which is for schools. We're breaking through with the mental health crisis, the teacher burnout and overwhelm, all through personal branding. And people are always like, wait, I don't understand how this all works, personal branding, because most people think personal branding is a font, a color, a website, a perfectly curated social media. But that is a brand identity. That's a brand messaging. That's parts of a brand. But the core of your personal brand is who? You. It is your being. It is not your doing. Mm. So we have to work on the being. And when you know who you are and you're confidently walking in that power, it changes how you show up in every space. And you know, really the key is, Monique, that personal branding is not just about you, but it's also how people experience you. So when you walk into a space without thinking about, oh, me, 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 you're thinking about, how am I going to impact this room? How do I want Monique to experience me? What's the hook of my brand? I'm a songwriter.
Yes.
So,
what's
that hook of the song, right? And if you watch social media, it's always the hook that brings people in. And so what is your hook? How are people experience you? What are they walking away saying about you? Are they going to crank you up? Or are they going to turn you down?
Wow. You guys, listen, we have an exclusive with Jonathan George today. Jonathan, I want you to come back. I want to give you more time because I think we can pull some more layers off this onion. And it's a pleasure to be in a space with you today and share this time.
Thank you.
And happy Pride Month. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for stepping into your full power and empowering others.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, you guys. Jonathan George, get that book, unleashyourrockstar.com.
Yeah, and Monique, if you go to unleashyourrockstar.com for your audience, you can download it for free. Or not download it for free. You can get it for free. You pay shipping and handling. Wow. And it's $30 on Amazon, or you can pay the shipping and handling and get it that way. But it's on my website, unleashyourrockstar.com.
I have a couple people I'm going to connect you with. Guys, get into that. Get your postage and handling handled and get this advice and this guidance from Jonathan George. Jonathan, you're a treat.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to you, Monique.
Blessings to you, my dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. I love Jonathan George. Did you guys enjoy that? Next up, we have Omar from Zone 21. Omar, welcome to the startup. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Turn up that volume, darling. We want to be able to hear you live and clear.
Let me know when I'm good.
Okay. I'm good. I think a little bit more.
Right there? Right there? Right there.
All right.
That's good? Okay.
That's good. All right, guys. First of all, go ahead and we'll go full screen, Sam. Omar, introduce yourself to our listeners and viewers and tell us about your brand.
I am Zone 21. I am the founder and CEO of IC Bags. It's a talent agency / a music production company. I've been with Bego Live since 2019. I was like the first black male in-app host, and I really scaled scaled up in their business pretty good. I had a great time learning Bigo and the new platform. I'm not a typical streamer, but when I came across the platform, something told me that I should dig in head first and, you know, learn everything that I need to learn so I can be successful.
I'm really happy to have you here. Happy Father's Day to everybody in your family, if that applies to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I got four kids.
Oh, you got four? You look so young. I wasn't even sure if you were.
Yeah, I'm 38 years old.
Okay, you were 38 really well.
Yes, ma'am.
And congratulations to leaning all the way into Bigo. I know Bigo is making waves and creating space for people to really maximize that opportunity. Why don't you tell me, you know, your talent agency. So who are you looking for these days? What would be your dream client in Q3 and Q4 of 2024?
I used to typically pick, you know, entertainers, singers, rappers, that such. But lately I've seen like the transition is people online are more community based. They like to do things in groups. So I like to find people that, you know, like to bring people in and have communities and they do things together. They come online and, you know, and there's a lot of people also on the platform. They have like storylines. They actually have like they're acting, but it doesn't seem that way because, you know, it's online, it's personal. But they found a way to do it, you know. And I look for people like that as well. You know, anybody to entertain.
Okay, all right. So now I want to know a little bit more. You're 38. You're already, you know, doing big things here. Why did you name your company Zone 21? Let's get a little bit more about your background and how you
Actually, my name is Zone 21, but my my company is IC Bags, ICBAGZ.
I like
that. And the reason I called it IC Bags because when I came online, I saw where the money was, and you know, I wanted to figure out how to get it.
So. I love it. Zone 21. Is there a story behind that name?
Well, like I used to call myself OZ when I used to rap back in 2009, and then like I did a song called Ozone Jones, so everybody started calling me Zone or Ozone. So, basically when I got on the platform, Zone was taken. So I was like, okay, 21, my favorite number. So I added 21. And it just stuck. Everybody started calling me Zone. You know, when I used to hear people talk about me, it was like Zone 21. I was like, okay, so it sticks.
You got to go to where what's the saying? Energy flows where attention goes.
Right. Exactly.
Go where the energy and the attention is. So let's jump into this. IC Bags. I love that name. It makes sense to me. When you first said it, I knew what you were talking about. And it's important to position yourself energetically to receive bags. So let's talk to the listeners and viewers out there right now that are looking to start something up. Maybe it's different. Maybe it's not in the talent space. What advice as an entrepreneur would you give them? And would you advise them to go to Bigo, or what did you first put into place when you started?
Bigo actually pays more than all the other apps. And they're very popular in these other countries. They're fairly new over here. I think it's been 8 years since they've been in America.
Yeah.
So it's fairly new. But, you know, to me, I think if we could get everybody from TikTok to come on over here, we'd be all right.
Yeah, and it might be happening in a minute.
I hope so, because, you know, I think that'll make the platform bigger. You know, it's a struggle to try to keep people on here, you know, because, you know, when COVID came out, everybody was at home.
Yeah.
Bigo exploded, you know what I'm saying? So many people, so much money coming in. Everybody was happy, you know what I mean? And now it's, you know, it's becoming challenging to keep people involved because everybody's going back to work and stuff. But you want to make sure people understand that it's money to be made on here, you know, and you could definitely have a career. And, you know, a lot of people I've known don't work anymore. That's all they do is Bigo.
That's really great that you say. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think that our world has shifted so much where people can choose, you know, pick and choose what platforms and where they're going and what kind of life they want. There's so many options and so many people on the planet. So I think you guys are in your I think you guys are going to explode. I really do. And we have to see what happens with TikTok, because I think this fall, right, they vote the House or somebody votes on if we keep it here.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so we'll have to see. Now, let's say someone wants to go to Bego today. What are some features that they can anticipate? What do you enjoy most about being on that platform?
Me, I enjoy the panels. I like to be in the rooms where people come in and talk to me. You know what I mean? They have like, you can have 4 people, 6, 9, or 12 people at one time in the boxes. And that's, you know, that's usually where I am. You know, I like to talk to people. You know, okay. I'm not big on the solo, but, you know, you can also do solo. But it's just like a lot of little things. You can PK each other. PK, I mean, like you can split screen with somebody else that's not actually in your room.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that. What else do I enjoy on there? I mean, you know, you can always talk to people in the comments, or you can put pictures in the comments, you know, little stuff like that. I play my music a lot on the platform, you know what I mean? I use the iRig, and everybody loves the music, you know.
Well, I think the music and what you're saying, the different features and the way you guys are moving on that platform, I know one person that's really successful at it is Kimpire, but he's not on Bego, I don't think. But he also interacts with the panel, and I think that that is the way people are moving. And having that interaction and having someone come on or actually have their comment read, influencers are starting to see that people want to be heard. And when you do that, you have some loyalty, some brand loyalty.
Right. Yeah, all people right. Like that personal one-on-one connection. They love to be able to talk to you. And as a musician, you have to kind of balance it out, because you still want to have that aura of can't really be touched, but I will talk to you. You know what I mean?
A little Hollywood. You gotta sprinkle a little Hollywood.
You gotta be Hollywood, because you don't want people to get too used to you.
That makes sense.
If that makes sense.
You have to, you know, you're like the couture bag. You know, not everybody can have you.
Right, right. Definitely.
So Zone, I'm gonna put you on the spot here. You want to drop a couple verses for us real quick?
I can play a song.
Okay, we got 3 minutes. Let's see what we can do.
I'm gonna play the song. I did like a 5-song EP for Bego. Can you hear me through here?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm gonna play Bego. Bego Pay.
Let's try it.
Let's see. Where is it?
We're on the startup, you guys, with Zone 21. You can follow him on Bego. And all the social media, just look
as
up.
I see bags. Here you go.
I see bags.
Can you hear that?
Bego bag. It's a little light. We get the vibe. It's a little light. We can't really, guys. I put him on the spot. We're gonna have you back, and we can have maybe we could do a live jam out or something. Jam session.
Backpacking, strolling through traffic, the big ghost streets right up under my feet. Sweet, and you can send me beans from your food.
All right. Zone 21, you guys. Zone, give us your handles. Where can people find you? Link up and have a conversation. You can follow me.
My Bego bag. That's that jam. You see what I'm saying?
Hey. All right, you guys, find Zone 21 on Bego and get that bag. And are you on Instagram?
Let me pause it.
Okay.
That's
Mark's theme song. Are you on Instagram?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I see bags. I see bags throughout everywhere. You're gonna find me.
I see bags.
Instagram. I see BG.
Every time you say it, it reminds me of that that remixer, I Mark Keys. I love him.
Oh yeah.
Remix guy. Yeah. Thank you for being here on Father's Day, and thank your family for sharing time with us. You have to come back. I want to hear more music. I want to hear more about what you're up to. And congratulations. I'm really happy for you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right, you guys. Definitely. That's Zone 21. I see that.
Hold on, y'all. You threw me already?
Well, yeah. We have the next guest, Starlight.
Okay. All good.
Come back, Cole.
All right. Yeah. Check me out. I'm going to be putting my music out on all platforms very soon. I got 6 songs with Manny Fresh. I'm working with Kevin Shine of Jive Records. I'm be at the BET Awards. I'm at an event for Focus 3 Dots. He is a part of Aftermath, right up under Dr. Dre. Hopefully, I get to be in the studio with Dr. Dre on the 29th. So, pray for me.
Yeah, we got to have you come through the Emmy Celebrity Gifting Suite, and maybe you could come to the LA Talk Radio Studios. We can meet in person.
I'll be there. I'll be out there in LA actually on the 27th.
Okay, I'm going to email your people, and this will be in the fall, but we'll talk about it. Good luck with Aftermath.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you guys. I'm 21. All right, next up, we have Lee on the startup. Lee, how's it going, Lee?
Hello, how are you, Monique?
I'm well, thank you. And happy Father's Day, if that applies to you and yours.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Why don't we go full screen, Sam, and why don't you introduce yourself, Lee, and tell us who you are and what your brand is?
My brand, wow. Okay, I didn't think about that before I came on. Actually, this is one of the first podcasts I've ever been on time on, so I should get congratulated on that. My name is Lee Romare. I'm CEO of Romare Studios. We create animatronic characters for live action entertainment, theme parks, movies, and TV, things of that nature. So that's what we do. And wow, my brand, that's my brand.
Okay, first of all, yes, congratulations on being on time. And it's a holiday weekend, so double congratulations.
I'm just terrible with technology, but.
Okay. I know, but you know what? I appreciate that honesty. And, thank you for being here. And I'm excited to speak with you, actually, because you really are someone that's doing something so unique. And you're making these things that we enjoy for lifetimes. You're building memories for kids and these characters. And how did you get into this world?
Well, I grew up in Louisiana. And when I was a kid, I was very interested in things that looked realistic, environments or, creatures, characters. I mean, obviously, I loved old, movies on TV, King Kong and Godzilla and that kind of thing, and monster movies. But my parents took me at a very early age to Disney World, and I got to see all of that, those realistic environments and those animatronic, the Tiki Birds and the Haunted Mansion, Country Bears, those kind of things. And that really sparked my imagination. And as a kid in Louisiana, we didn't really have anything like that. So, I kind of, this is kind of Norman Batesy, but I kind of gravitated towards taxidermy because, being around a lot of hunters and you go to people's houses and you go to restaurants and those things were on, the deer heads were on the wall and the fish were on the wall. So I was just fascinated with that. And I actually learned how to do that when I was 7 or 8 years old. It kind of went from there.
That's interesting, right? I had this conversation with another entrepreneur, and I was just, reflecting on myself as well. And I'm like, wow, it's really interesting how little things in your life, those little pebbles along your path kind of lead up to something. And
yes,
you just drawing from your, your environment in Louisiana. I'm Creole, so I make a good gumbo. I'm sure a little something about that.
I made a couple myself, yeah.
Oh, you make a...
Yes.
So what part of Louisiana did you grow up in?
I grew up in a little town called Morgan City, which is about 90 miles southwest of New Orleans.
Okay. So now you've made your fast tracking. You're here in the Hollywood scene.
Yeah. I mean, let me back up a little bit. I'll just give you a quick how I got here.
Okay.
I went to college at LSU. I had a kind of compromise with my parents. They wanted me to do more business and I wanted to do more art. So I went into advertising. I graduated in advertising and marketing. I did that for about 10 years and it just wasn't fulfilling for me. So I decided I wanted to do something else. And I was like, I used to love, all these monster movies and all this old stuff and this animatronic stuff. So I'm going to go into makeup effects in Hollywood. And I, you know, shortly after deciding that, I picked up a makeup artist magazine in a bookstore, and they had a convention here in LA to come and, you know, at a makeup trade show. So I went to, I booked my tickets, and a few weeks later I was here, and I met a lot of people, and I met someone named Dick Smith, who's a famous Academy Award winning effects artist. And he did The Godfather and The Exorcist and Altered States and a lot of movies like that, famous special effects. And he sort of mentored me and helped me, guide me to be able to come to LA. I moved 2 years later. I worked really hard to kind of learn what I needed to learn. I actually stopped my advertising work and went into Mardi Gras building props so I could learn how to get my hands busy again. And I moved to LA. And a month later, I had a job at one of the special effects studios.
Wow. Now, it doesn't usually happen that fast, people. And you, what a hell of a mentor that you fell into. I mean, Lee, that kind of is a dream scenario.
Yes. Yeah. He opened many, many doors for me. So I was very lucky.
So it's something about taking massive, bold action when you get that inspiration. And it sounded like you did that. You're like, I want to go to this convention.
Yes.
I'm interested in this. Were you scared? Talk to me about that. Sam, let's go full screen.
Was I scared? I don't think I was scared. I think I was just, this is what I'm going to do. I've always been that kind of person. I do what I want to do. And I've done a lot of things that haven't worked for me. but this, this happened to work for me. So I was prepared for almost every opportunity that I had after that. You know, I worked for several studios, many famous studios. I worked for Jim Henson. I learned a lot. Jim Henson Creature Shop. I learned a lot there. And 3 years after, 4 years after I'm here, I decided to start my own studio. And that's kind of where that all came from.
I'm very inspired by this. And I think that, okay, so let me ask you a kooky question here.
Sure.
What's your favorite? And okay, give me your top three favorite animatronic, if that's how you pronounce it, animatronic figures in film, TV.
In film.
Well, let's go film. Let's go film, yeah.
I mean, I would say number three. Wow, okay. So my favorite is the T-Rex from Jurassic Park. I think that's amazing. The whole sequence is amazing. It's one of the most amazing sequences in movie history, I guess, especially when it comes to special effects. A lot of people look at that was the beginning of real life CGI, but most of the effects in that movie were practical, and the biggest one was that T-Rex. And it's a very interesting story about that whole thing. I mean, I didn't work on it, but I know people who worked on it, and they built it and it was amazing, and then they had to put it in a rain sequence
to make it.
And what I heard was they didn't account for the rain soaking into the foam skin, so it made the dinosaur much heavier, and the mechanics couldn't move like they were supposed to. So they had to dry it off every night. So it was
these logistics people don't realize that really make those moments.
Yeah. It takes a lot of people to do that one little thing. So
that's your top. The T-Rex, which now that I learned more about it.
The shark from Jaws. I love that. The story behind that is they did not, they tested it, but they didn't test it in seawater. So, it really kind of affected the mechanics. And so the shark was not working most of the time, and it doubled the budget of the movie. And Spielberg had to, anybody can go read these stories, but Spielberg had to shoot around the fact that the shark was not working. So a lot of the movie was, the suspense of not seeing the shark. So when the shark did start working, they got the shots. But, if they would have shot him like Spielberg wanted to, you would have seen the shark much too much. The suspense wouldn't have been there. So it may actually made it a better movie the way it worked out.
I love that story. And it's true, because the less is more approach with the shark.
Right.
The anticipation was definitely there. All right. Who's your number three pick?
That's a tough one. I would have to say the alien in Aliens was amazing.
Sigourney was just, classic.
Yeah, so that was that. That was an actor, but he had a mechanical mask on.
Oh.
And you know, which the mouth opened and the head, you know, came out. So yeah, that is just super effective. I mean, it was more about the design than the mechanics. The mechanics weren't so spectacular, but they were very effective in the way they were shot. So I would say those are my three top.
Those are really classic, good, solid tops. Now, what are you excited to get your hands on these days? What can we look for from your studio? I know you put a press release out when you need to, but what can we look forward to coming out of your studio soon?
So I'm, you know, right now I do a lot of theme park work and really kind of sophisticated animatronics. And the reason why they're more sophisticated is because they have to last a long time. You know, when we do makeup, so we do puppets or we do animatronics for movies, they, you know, they have a crew that fixes them every night, and they, you know, they don't have to be, they don't have to last for 20 years, but those things that we do for theme parks have to last for 20 years. They have to work like a car. So it takes a team of engineers, which we have here, and artists to put it all together. So what we're really working on right now that's going to be exciting is there's a, and I can't talk about it that much, but there's a new park that Universal's putting together in Florida called Epic Universe. That's going to be huge. And so we're involved in that.
I think we just got an exclusive, everybody, but we can't talk about it. But Epic Universe in Florida, it probably is going to land in Orlando, I would guess.
Yeah, if you go on YouTube, you can. They have a whole announcement about it, and they talk about the different lands that they're going to have in the park. They're going to have a Epic. They're going to have a Universal Monsters land. They're going to have another Nintendo land. They're going to have a new Harry Potter land that is going to be amazing. And they also have a How to Train Your Dragons land.
So, you got to know how to train your dragon.
Yeah. So, you know, all kind of great stuff for families.
That sounds so fun, Lee. You have such a cool gig, man, a good, cool career. And
thank you. Imagination
must be, your juices must be flowing all the time. I'm excited to meet you. I have a good mentor friend, and she was a boss of mine at MTV, Jackie Pittman, and she worked on Face Off. Do you know Face Off?
Yes, I do. I've seen it, and I've watched many episodes. I have friends who were contestants.
Yeah. So this is cool work. I'm excited for everything you're doing. Where can people follow your work and follow you on social?
You can go to, you know, my website is Romare Studios, www.romarestudios.com. That's going to be updated shortly. We're also on, I'm really terrible at all this promotion stuff.
No, you got to focus on what you're good
at. Instagram. We're on Instagram and Facebook. So, you know, and, you know, just look up our name. There are always articles coming out and things like that, things we're doing.
It's an exciting time. I'm excited for the next great monster. I'm a big horror fan. Everybody knows me. I love horror movies. I love theme parks. Thank you for making the world more fun and creative and cool.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for sharing your Sunday with us.
All right,
you guys, that's Lee Romare from Romare Studios. I would like to thank our sponsors, our listeners, and everybody that supports this show and this channel. We are we're going very fastly, running towards our 5th year show in September. Very excited about it. Thank you so much, Sam, for your faith in me and this little engine that could. And happy Father's Day again to all the fathers out there. You are appreciated, and, you know, strong people like myself wouldn't be here without you. I want to thank my sponsors. Let's thank Lena Laced. Well, actually, I just want to say hi to Lena Laced. If you ever run into her skincare online, she's got some amazing skincare products. But thank you so much to Iron Lace, the jewelry brand. I want to say thank you to Next Level Solutions. Shane Hyman over there, Dr. Jess, thank you for your support. We have so many great sponsors and supporters out here. Also, West Coast Olive Oil Company, thank you so much, Mark over there. And if I missed you, we will catch up next week. This is going to be a little bit shorter. I think one of our guests is probably enjoying Father's Day, and that happens. And on top of that, being Father's Day, it is a Sunday, as we know. But what will you start up today? Everybody be safe, be well, hug your father, call your father. if he's in your life, or send him a shout out wherever he is. And we'll see you next week. Thanks. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.